Hey, this week's podcast will be fun from the other side of Australia. We've got Paul, the man with the red hat from Fat Burners Only. How are you, man?
Yeah, good. How are you, Greg?
Good. Let's hear your story.
Sounds good.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the land of fit, happy, healthy. And this week, we're going to talk about Fat Burners Only. Paul, how are you, man?
Yeah, good, Greg. How are you?
Good. So, mate, let's rip into this. Why would you call your company Fat Burners Only? I mean, that's got to be one of the best names in the world in the fitness industry, doesn't it? And why did no one think of it before you?
Well, there is a bit of a story behind it. I did have a few retail stores and wanted to start an online store.
Okay.
And I had a few barriers to entry. So I didn't have a big warehouse. I was looking at all the proteins in my shop thinking, geez, they're not going to fit in my garage. How can I make this work? So I thought, well, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody wants to burn fat.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if you're talking to a bodybuilder, someone on the street, if you said, look, do you want to burn fat? The answer 99% of the time is going to be yes. So I didn't want to limit my market. So Fat burners. Fat burners are usually, because they are expensive product, you have a little bit more turnover. So I thought, look, you've got a bit more turnover. They are small, so they're easy to store. And at that time, it was going to be in my garage and they were cheaper to post because of their size. So I thought, eliminate all the barriers and just work on fat burners and you could probably make this work in your garage. And so that's sort of how it was born, just eliminating barriers to entry. Plus our stores. Well, sorry.
You're right. Keep going. Sorry.
Our stores were synonymous in Perth for people coming to us for fat loss as well. So we were already known for fat loss and then hence the name. I was looking at, you know, stores like Toys R Us and all that sort of stuff and thinking, how do we make it seem really, really niche-y and easy? And then Fat Burners Only was born.
Nice, mate. Nice. And I love those garage stories too. You know, Body Science 21 years ago started in a garage as well.
Yeah.
So if Oprah ever comes over and does the Aussie circuit, we both got a couch, I think, in relation to a good story on a start. So you've gone down the path of Fat Burners straight up. What's your background in the fitness industry? Like what got you to the point where you knew that fat burning was where it was at?
Well, because my actual qualifications is completely different. I had a desk job. I'm a licensed property valuer and used to lecture property and all that. Just got sick of doing numbers all day. And my favorite thing was going to the gym. And one of my other favorite things was the results I saw when I started taking protein and all that sort of stuff. So I got into the retail space in supplements. We became synonymous for fat burners. And then the rest is history, which I just said before.
Yeah, nice, mate. I started off at KPMG. So I did my time in a lift and a corporate office as well. It's a great grounding for a business though, isn't it? Like you look at the times and how long has Fat Burners been going for?
I think we're coming up on 7 years.
So you look at that last 7 years and some of the highs and lows. And for those people out there that have that desire to start something, but they have that little thing in the back of their head that keeps saying, no, don't do it. What advice have you got for a young person starting off in the fitness industry? Like 7 years, you know, you're pretty deep in it now.
What would
you say to someone who's come out of school, you know, may have come out of uni, probably done a Cert 4 in fitness, may have competed once or twice and thinks, geez, I can do this.
It's a different space. Are you talking about sort of getting into the supplement game?
Yeah, getting into the coaching, not training. I'm talking about someone who wants to get into the supplement game, start a brand, start something that they can grow, start an online business, whatever it is.
Right. Well, the first thing is I think you're going to need a backing because it always starts slow. Mm-hmm. So if you were to start your own brand, it's going to take some time to actually kick off. You're going to start a retail store, for example, from scratch. Again, it's going to take time to kick off. And an online store in particular, it's going to be difficult. But, you know, I was young when I started, I did it, and it can be done. You're just going to need some backing, some form of income, because it's going to take a bit of time to get it off the ground, that's for sure.
And do you think it's a crowded space these days?
It is a crowded space, yes. And there's a few people that are doing it very, very well, and they're the guys that are reaping the rewards. Mm-hmm. There are a few people that thought it was easy. I do get that feedback that some people thought, you know, and I hate the terminology, but they would just turn the tap on and money would flow out. It doesn't work like that, especially in this industry. It might have actually it was the case 10 to 15 years ago. There wasn't a lot of competition. If you were just in the space, you could have made money. But I think that the consumer now has learned so much. They know about quality supplements, what ingredients do. I just compare the advice that I have to give now to the advice I was giving 10 years ago. And it has to be so much more complex, backed up with science, that unless you're at the top echelon of the game, it's just not working. You know, you're seeing open stores and closed stores. Even guys that have been in the game for a long period of time that are just sort of taking it easy, they can't survive. So you've got to know your products. You've got to give great service. You've got to give great pricing. You've got to do it all to make it work.
So mate, let's tell us a little bit about Fat Burners Only. Like, how many staff on your team?
So we started with just one, 2013. She was actually my PA, and she was helping me with running the stores and paying all my bills and wages, etc., for the stores, and running a little gig on the side. And we've actually grown into 16 team members now. In a big warehouse. So it's a lot of fun. It's not really work. We rock up, we have a good time, we go home. Calling it work's pretty much, it's an injustice. It's just a great place to be. Yeah.
Do you mind me asking, for the people listening, how old you are?
I probably look a little bit younger than I am. I'm pushing 38 this year.
Mate, you're holding it well. You're doing a good job there. It must be all those fat burners you're taking. So just talking along the line of that type of play, 38 is still a young person in the world when it comes to making some big calls, starting businesses, employing 16 people. Congratulations for that. That's something to be proud of.
Thank you.
What's the big message you can tell the younger generation coming through now, those mid-20s that want to be you, over the next 10 years, because that's obviously when you started in your mid-20s, about your business plan and what decisions you made and why you did? Like, you're very clear that you had a space constraint. You knew that postage would be an issue, and that's part of really good business planning. What can you tell, like, a young person coming in the industry now, what they should be looking at for the next 10 years if they wanted to become a major competitor of yours? And I know that's a stupid question, but we're here to talk to people and share stories. What would you be telling someone?
Firstly, I would say take the pressure off yourself initially. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember one of my team members coming to me, just turned 18, and he was stressed, and I could see it for 2 weeks. And I was like, well, let's, for all intents and purposes, let's call him Josh. And Josh said, I come up to Josh and said, what's wrong, mate? What's going on? And he said, look, I'm just so stressed. I said, why are you so stressed? He goes, because, you know, I see you, how successful you are. I want to become like that. And, you know, it's just not happening fast enough. And I sort of stopped and I was shocked, and I had a think and said, mate, I was a bum on the couch till I was 24. You know, you've got another 6 years before I even started. Why are you putting all this pressure on yourself? So that's the first thing I would recommend. Just take the pressure.
Great
and the
advice.
Stress. Yeah. Yep. Just be patient, you know? Yeah. And then that is the next thing. If you do start something, first of all, you've got to break the trend, because the amount of people that I've spoken to that said, yep, I'm going to be a partner in this, or we're going to start this, and then they never leave their jobs, they never change, because that initial level of courage to do something like this, you would know, you've started Body Science.
Absolutely.
It's huge. You know, you'll have all your friends, your family, your work colleagues saying, it's just not going to work, which is sort of what happened to me. You just got to give it a shot, you know, but also be patient. And then the other thing is, as I mentioned before, you can't just sit there, open a store or open a brand and wait for the people to come to you. You'll be closed within 6 months.
Yeah.
So when I started my retail stores, I was 27. I was knocking on gym doors saying, can I set up a table? Can I do a sampling test? And although that's normal these days, in Western Australia, it had never been done before.
Yeah.
And so these gyms were like, sure, you know, and added service. And I was popping up in every gym around Perth, giving this great value, I thought. And all these other store owners were like, what is he doing? You know, and within the next 2 years, everyone had joined the race, but no one had ever done it before. I was going out to sporting clubs, and I was giving a talk to 100 guys. Although I still feel fear like everyone else. I never let that make a determination on any of my decisions. So I remember the first time talking in front of 100 people at a footy club. I had this speech planned. I was going to talk about where my store was, about the discount we offered to all the members, about how the products can help them. I fumbled for about 10 seconds saying, hi, my name's Paul from Natural Choice, it was called at the time. Thanks for having me. And I sat down, I was cursing myself. But the next day, I just had guy after guy from this footy club coming in going, mate, thanks so much for showing up. And I was like, That's all you have to do. Show up, put your effort in, but don't wait. You have to go out and get it. And that's the main thing, which means getting out of your comfort zone and pushing through that discomfort to actually try and get a result. It's the only way to make it work.
Nice. And mate, when you did your business plan where you said, I'm going to focus on fat burners only and I'm going to run it out of my garage and I'm going to be an online concept versus a bricks and mortar, 7-8 years ago, that would have been fairly fresh ground for someone to say, you're an idiot, what are you doing? How many people did you run your business plan past before you actually opened the doors or turned online?
Only the person at the bank setting up my bank account. That was it.
And, that's it, hey?
Yeah, that's it. That was one thing. I never really told anyone about anything or asked anyone. I just went ahead and did it. It was a really, really slow burn. You have no idea how slow it was. It hit that point where it exploded and we are where we are today. I remember getting our first order. I still remember her name. I remember what she got. It wasn't a body science product. It was a hydroxy cut from Muscle Tech Elite. It was $53. We sent it out for free. And I even sent her a message. It was in... It was September 2013. And wow. It took, you know, it was one order and that was the only order to come through for 2 weeks. And we were spending money on Google AdWords and all this sort of stuff. We hadn't touched Facebook yet. I remember then another order came through. I was blown away. And then it was another 2 weeks. And then it became one order a week. And then it became, you know, soon one order a day. And our big turning point for me was every time an order came through, I had to drive to the post office because they wouldn't drive to my garage for one order. But when I could get 6 orders in a day, they would drive to my garage. And I remember starting to hit that 6 orders a day and not having to drive to the post office. And that just blew my mind. I could have stopped there and been happy.
Yeah, that's great. You got to celebrate the wins, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I still remember them like yesterday. They were big moments in our journey.
And talking about big moments and journeys and the future and all things, do you think that influencers and social media will still play a large part in the supplement industry over the next 10 years?
I think the right ones will. It's definitely not like it used to be. And that's, I think, largely to do with saturation and people's attention spans and what they seek out for enjoyment changing. But also Facebook and Instagram have sort of killed that algorithm where these influencers get just massive free exposure. If those platforms see that happening, they will decrease the exposure. So it's not like it used to be, but I still think the right influencers will play a part.
And mate, who's mentoring you in that digital space? I mean, obviously being an online platform, like that's a big play. You've got a team of 16, so you might have a couple of experts tucked away there somewhere, but who's mentoring you in that space?
Well, I have to put my hand up and say I'm I can't even say the word. I'm so technologically, I've got no experience at all and I don't enjoy it either. So it's probably nothing that I'm going to take on. My wife, who actually also helps run the business, Fiona, you'll see her on a few of our videos.
Yes,
she's one of those people that can do everything. Yep. So she can just look at something and work it out. And so she takes the lion's share of ideas behind the tech side, developing the website, different design layout, programming, functionality. I'll have the odd little tidbit there, but she's the one that does most of that. And then obviously we do have a tech team that we contract out to actually perform the work. But as far as sort of the big initial ideas, I actually just, no mentor, again, just come up with them all myself. So at Fat Burners Only, we have a few unique ideas that you just won't see on any other website. So we were the only guys and still the only guys, because you have to program it in from the start, that offer a tier pricing system where if you have a look on our website, it says buy one buy two, buy three. People, it's fantastic feature, but a lot of people don't understand it. They think that you have to buy one product. So for example, talking about Hydroxyburn Shred, which is one of our best-selling body science products.
We love that too, just quietly.
What's that?
We love that too, just quietly.
Yeah, we love it too. And I'm actually having it this morning. Well, I had it this morning. It's a great product. They think they'll have to buy 3 of those, where they don't. They can buy one of those. They can buy one Triandrabol, one clean apple cider vinegar, and get the buy 3 pricing. And we did that because the whole ethos behind Fat Burners Only is we wanted to be the cheapest. And so we are when they buy one, but we wanted to encourage a bulk buy because that's what I like. You know, if I go in and I spend $800, which before I owned a sub store, I used to do in my city, I used to go into the big warehouse in the city. And the more money I spent on supplements, the happier I would leave.
Yeah.
And so I would have 16 kilos of protein, I would have glutamine and creatine, and then I'd have the other two new things the guy suggested, and I would be happier than I'd been all week. And that's what the experience I wanted to give all of our burners is what we call them. You know, they can buy bulk, they can save and get it cheaper. And then the other thing is we are still the only guys that offer free express shipping with no minimum spend. So someone can turn around and spend $25 on a glutamine and they'll get it to their door within a day for free. It means it's very expensive for us, but it's just the service that we wanted to offer. So little functionalities like this, which change the game in retail. And that's not from my words, although my ego goes, hey, look, we changed the game. I hear that all the time, saying that fat burners only changed the nature of online supplement retail in Australia. And that's from our competitors.
Mate, that's awesome. That's obviously got a lot to do with your plan was to be dominant online.
Yes, took a while, but we're getting there.
While we're here, let's just throw a little bit in the middle. What is the web address?
It's fatburnersonly.com.au. We don't only sell fat burners now, we sell everything. The name is so big and synonymous with our service, we can't change it now. We're stuck. fatburnersonly.com.au.
So three for deals, free freight. Do you want to say the website again, mate, for those people that are in cars and probably didn't get it the first time?
Sure. It's fatburnersonly.com.au.
Don't forget the .au, kids.
Hi, Paul here from Fat Burners Only, where we stock the entire body science range at the cheapest prices in Australia with the best service and free express delivery with no minimum spend. So if you love body science as much as we do, head over to fatburnersonly.com.au and check out the range.
You guys are one of the most advanced retailers when it comes to social presence, doing videos, playing in that game. What made you do that?
It was actually a funny story. One of my friends who is a big time online retail multimillionaire said to me early on in the piece, if you are to start this, you need to become your own hero, because I actually didn't want to be any face of it. I didn't even want anyone to know that I'd own this store. Okay. I had one of my suppliers call me up one day and said, Paul, are you Fat Burners Only? And I flat out lied to his face. I said, what's this? Can you give me the website? I have no idea what you're talking about. Because I can't lie, I hung up. Within 5 minutes, I called him back and go, sorry, mate, that is me. I can't lie to you.
Oh, that's gold.
Oh, man. Oh, we were talking. Actually, I spoke to him yesterday and was talking about it, just having a laugh about it. But he said, you've got to be your own hero. Someone's going to be a hero. You probably have to be your own hero. And I thought, okay, look, I'm just going to put myself out there. We're going to make videos. I'm going to try and push this brand through my face, which isn't a great face, but it's still a face. So I just went out there and did it. And it seemed to work, because not a lot of people were doing it in the space at the time.
Mate, a lot of people still aren't doing it, just quietly. I guess it comes down to planning your week, and it's that business plan you've got where you've got your strategies and your people have given you influence. How much time a week do you believe you, like, we're a part media company at Body Science, so we're a supplement company. We do a lot of media. For a lot of it, you wouldn't even know we'd done for people. So from your perspective and from someone from the outside, how many hours a week are you putting aside to that content creation?
Well, just little stories and stuff that go up on our social have to be live and done there and there. At the start, it was a lot of time because we would have to keep shooting because I was so bad in front of the camera. And so even early on, you know, people would come up to me and go, how are you so good? I said, it's because it takes 20 takes before we find something. Now I'm lucky enough to be able to do most things in one take, and that just simply came from practice. It wasn't natural ability. So back then it was probably a good 5-6 hours a week, often on the weekends, because the warehouse is so busy that it's too noisy to shoot things. Nowadays, like just for example, last week I would have shot probably 2-3 hours on live. And we also came in on a Sunday morning and shot for another 2.5 hours. So that was probably still up to 5 hours worth of work just shooting videos. It's not easy because, you know, you put a camera in front of your face and everything changes. You change the tone of your voice. You change the way you talk. You start thinking about yourself all differently.
You listen to what you're saying.
You listen to what you're saying. Yeah. You know, you do a little stutter, which most people probably won't mind, but you mind, and you stop it and you start again. So it's a lot harder than you think it is. Some people are natural. I don't know how they do it. Takes a good sort of 3 to 5 hours a week to do.
Nice. And mate, does your team, do you have team writers or team players in your brand? Do you have ambassadors on the street, in the gyms, on the sporting fields?
We do, yes. Yep. We have quite a lot of athletes and affiliates that we work mm-hmm. with.
Okay.
So just part of the Fat Burners Only fan, we call them the FBO fan, that go out and spread the message. We always invite people to join our program too if they think they can add value and they, first of all, they love our brand. You know, you've got to love something to be able to work with them. So we have some amazing athletes. We had some huge athletes that we've had to obviously part ways with because they get too big for us, which is a great thing, but we work with some fantastic athletes. And the other side of it, we just get so much exposure from our burners, just people that purchase products from us, they work with us too. And so on any given day, you can go out and see hundreds of hashtags a day because people love what we're doing, which is really fortunate.
So mate, the burners concept is obviously something that every business in the world wants. They want a community that believes in their vision and their purpose. What do you do for burners that's different to other brands?
Well, I believe that the customer can have it all. If you've done economics or you've worked at KPMG, of course, you've done all that sort of study. You've got the triangle of either quality, price, or quantity. And they say you can sometimes get two, but you can never get three. It was actually my ethos and plan to give the customer everything at the start. So all three. So not only do they get the best price, they get the best service, they get the best range. And on top of that triangle, they also get, like I said, free express postage and everything that we can offer. So if you can give them that, and if you can give your customers that and they feel like you're doing things for the right reasons, then we found that we just got this amazing community just sort of organically creating themselves. It's got to a point now where it's got a mind of its own and all we have to do is keep doing what we were doing from the start. And the whole idea was never to make money. Of course, you need to make money to pay your staff, to keep the doors open, to pay your rent, all that sort of stuff. So I'm not going to lie and say, hey, I'm a charity. We don't make big margins because that's not what we want. First and mm-hmm. foremost, we wanted to make a customer who used Fat Burners Only go, wow, you know, I don't have to tell my friends, but that was such an abundant transaction. You know, I just went online, paid my money. That's what I did. They sent me the product in good condition straight away at the cheapest price with a handwritten love note and a discount code and samples. And I've never had that experience in retail before. I have to tell someone about it.
And yeah, that's awesome.
And that's the community that we've created and is organically growing and spreading.
Congratulations on that, because that is a very difficult project to keep moving forward. So mate, let's talk about the types of products that you stock at Fat Burners Only, and we don't need to get to brand names, but what are you looking for from a company these days before you'll put on your shelves and wrap your brand around the messaging of it?
First of all, it has to be a quality product. So if the ingredient dosages are too low, if what's on the label clearly isn't what's in the tub, if they basically a great product. They have mm-hmm. to come up with a great product, because if I wouldn't use it, I wouldn't put it on the website. Next, they actually have to have some sort of popularity. So being an online store, we can only do so much as far as exposure goes. And what actually happens, if you can picture the customer's experience, someone new will come online and type in the exact product that they want. It's very rare that they'll type in Fat Burner.
Yep.
They'll know what they want. So unless the product has demand, it's hard to sell online. So that's the other thing we look for, is demand on a product as well. In a retail location, it's easy. You know, someone walks into the store, you can sell them whatever you like if you have the skills. But online, there's no talking. You know, we have an online chat, but 99% of people just go straight on. They don't chat to us and they just buy the product. So it needs to have that demand. So quality products that actually work, that I would use myself, plus it needs demand. People need to be looking for it.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Hydroxyburn Shred Ultra Nootropic Thermogenic. Shred Ultra is scientifically engineered to shred body fat, ignite metabolism, and boost all-day energy while enhancing cognitive performance, focus, clarity, and mood. It combines powerful fat-burning thermogenics, Garcinia, green coffee bean, guarana, caffeine, and an industry-leading 4 grams of acetyl L-carnitine with potent nootropic ingredients at effective therapeutic doses to give you maximum results.
So, mate, you've recently reached out and chatted with our team about the Haster range of products. You've obviously got a large sporting community in WA. When you look at your business, is it 60%, 50% WA whole of Australia, or are you still very local and very vocal in that area?
When it comes down to sort of population density, the highest percentage is Perth because we are West Australian based. Yep. But our breakup is based on population largely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So most of our market comes from Sydney because there's 6 million people there.
Yep.
And the word spread phenomenally. So when we tell people that, they're usually shocked. They're like, well, your biggest market, Sydney. I said, yes, it's where the population goes because we are a national, well, actually now an international, like you guys, international store. So that's where it comes from. But yeah, based on population, Perth has a slightly higher percentage of people that buy from us.
And you've got a lot of athletes, obviously, because of that Haster concept. Is that something that, let's talk about the white elephant in the room here. Your brand name is Fat Burners Only, and you're talking to athletes, and most dietitians, S&C guys and that, they're not into fat burners at all. So it's a really interesting concept that you've got a great athlete following. And, you know, it's obviously credit to you and your team for what you do and that belief system and your burners, as you call them. But so let's talk about sport over there. It is a big thing for you, is it?
It is. Yeah. Obviously, Australia is a sporting nation. We have our favorite codes per state. In Western Australia, we love rugby, but we adore our AFL. You know, it's huge over here. They are looking for products that have certification that there's no banned substances in there. Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, the Haster, which you guys are registered with, which is a fantastic organization, make sure that nothing in a product has even touched a banned substance. So, of course, there's no banned substances in there, but it's also not being processed on equipment that's processed a banned substance in the past. So it is a very popular range for us because we do have a lot of athletes and is selling very well, the Haster range from you guys, Body Science.
You've got a big mining population too. How much are the mines into supplements these days?
Huge. So they have that.
Without giving too many secrets away, but like let's talk about miners are obviously drug tested as well, I assume.
They are. They declare what they have. Usually they're okay, but you know, a lot of times they actually have no idea that a supplement contains a banned substance.
Yeah.
And it's credit to supplement stores that actually tell people and ask them the question. So in a lot of supplement stores, unfortunately, it's the nature, if someone comes in and says, what's your best fat burner or what's your best pre-workout, the person behind the counter won't ask any questions. They'll just go and grab the one which either gives them the greatest profit or they've been told to sell. We hate that because...
Well, you can't do that online, can you?
Well, you can't. And that's why we're available. And, you know, when people talk to us and say, hey, you know, what's the best fat burner? Because we do get asked on our live chat all the time. We go, hey, wait a second. Have you taken one before? What do you need? Are you working on the mines? And we ask about 5 different questions before we recommend something because we need to know the person.
Yes.
And so if anyone says to us they're on the mines, we will steer them towards a product that has no banned substance that won't flag in a drug test. So they have to stand down for 2 days and figure out from the actual when they take their substance or their sample to the further on down the line lab to test it again that it's actually not got methamphetamine or in or anything like that because the pre-workout showed a false positive. So absolutely, we'll get them something that won't do that.
Yeah, nice. I've been asked by the team in WA, our team over there, to ask you why the red cap. Apparently you're famous for it.
Yes, the guy in the red cap. Well, it wasn't really planned. I have been wearing hats all my life. I just love them. I would never go to a work. I didn't have a uniform at work except a hat. So, you know, it started off just being black New York hats. I just love them ever since I got my first New York hat when I was 19, and that was a long time ago. And then I went and bought about 5 different New York hats, and the last I bought a red one, and I went through all 4 of them. It took about 4 years, and then they were getting a little bit old and sweaty, and the last one left was a red one. And so I thought, oh, I don't want to wear it. It's a little bit peacock. It's a bit bright, but I didn't have any clean ones, so I put it on. And then shot a few videos, and those videos just went viral and took off, and we were getting, you know, over 100,000 views. Then a few people started making little memes saying the Fat Burners Only CEO starter kit, and then there was that red hat, glasses, and it just sort of took off. And then all of a sudden that was it. It was part of the culture, and I now own about 20 red hats. 19 of them are dirty.
But that's gold.
It's just what I do now, wear a red hat.
That's gold. You'd have to get get some companies to do some GWPs with red hats?
We've had that all the time. We're actually in talks with getting some done, but with the current things going on in China at the moment, they've stopped all postage, so we can't get it.
Speaking of coronavirus, because it's going to be topical for a few months, have you seen a lot more people coming to you for immune-style products?
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, in the retail space, walk-in shops are suffering at the moment because people don't want to go outside.
Yeah,
being an online store, we're lucky enough that we're actually growing because of it, which is a benefit to this unfortunate situation. But what we found is that some things have fallen. You know, I think initially people were scared and they're not thinking about the gym so much. Things that are helping with immune system like multivitamins, your greens, etc. They're the ones, the proteins, because proteins are obviously, they're cheap per serve, they keep you full, and they keep for a long period of time. So, you know, you've got a year to use them. And if the apocalypse comes, you can just stay in the house and scoop protein powder and survive. So we've actually seen a growth in that market and a slight fall in the pre-workout and the fat burner sector. But overall, we're up because of it.
Yeah, that's good news. Congratulations too.
So, yeah, appreciate it. You know, I hate to see the retail walk-in sector go down because that's where I was born initially, but I understand that it's going to happen and we're benefiting off the back of it, which I do feel a little bit bad about. It's just lucky that we're in this space. But I'm telling people, hey guys, now's actually the time to get your pre-workouts and fat burners. You don't need to necessarily train in the gym in a public space. You can take it and do some push-ups, go for a run. Just don't run next to anyone.
Yep.
And when you sneeze, just make sure there's not a bike running past you or something like that. Yeah, you can still train. Actually, now's the time you still need to train. So,
absolutely.
I think people will realize that soon enough. I think they're just a little bit scared at the moment.
Apart from the actual coronavirus itself, I think Australia might see itself get a little bit healthier and fitter and acknowledge a few things that, you know, government bodies and industry leading groups have been saying for a long time around, you know, personal development, your health and where you're at. So it's an exciting time to talk to people like yourself, get the message out. It's good to see the positivity. The brand. It's a brand we talk about a lot at Body Science. Really? Glad we've been partners. We've been partners for quite a while too, which is great. It's good to see young people. And I'm 50, mate. I'm an old man bald. Good to see people like you in the middle of the industry where I was. We're 21 years old. So 10 years before you started, 11 years before you started. And that was, wow. I was you. The next generation coming through, it's really good to see where the fitness industry is going to be. And it's really important to me that the Australian fitness industry grows and becomes and stays as a dominant concept for people leaving school and futures and what people can do in life. So, mate, well done.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And I really agree. I think that Australia is a relatively fit nation for the people that do like to train. And we've just seen that in the last 10 years, it's particularly with the explosion in gyms everywhere. And now there's CrossFit boxes and there's F45s and all these great brands sort of drawing people out of what they were doing before, whatever it was, into that fitness space. But I think there's still a lot of room to grow. And I think that the everyday Australian that isn't training has a lot to learn. And I think, you know, if you're open to listening to the messages given by those fitness professionals, you can learn a lot. And you can sort of get rid of the stigma of the fitness industry. People look at, you know, bodybuilding or some of the fitness industry and go, that's not for me. It's too much hard work. But it makes your life so much better. You know, I always tell people I was never happier than when I was training at the gym and I had no idea what I was missing out on until I started doing it. So, you know, we invite everyone into this space because the more you train and the fitter you get and the healthier you get, the better the diets, the better the supplementation, the happier you'll be.
Absolutely. And never better said, mate. That's a great way to end this podcast, I think, for everyone out there. So fatburnersonly.com.au, if they're looking for you. Have you got an Insta account they can throw out? You can throw out there?
Yeah, the Instagram account is just that as well, fatburnersonly. Same with our Facebook channel, fatburnersonly. Now the brand new TikTok, fatburnersonly. You can check out Chloe, our social media marketer going there. Apparently I'm too old to go on that, so she hasn't shot any goes with me yet.
Wow. So mate, just wrapping up, you got one last thing you want to say to everyone before we close this down?
Yeah, just talking about us. We've talked about it before. So fatburnersonly.com.au is the website. We do offer everything. So not just fat burners. So we offer fat burners, pre-workouts, proteins, glutamines, amino acids, everything. We are the cheapest. We have our tier pricing system. We offer free express delivery, and we have the right intentions for the best service. So any questions you have, we're more than happy to help answer any of them and make sure you get the results that you want. That's our number one focus, is getting you guys results and making you happy. So that's us in a nutshell.
Fat Burners Only, kiddies, have a listen, get on board, check out their content. It's sensational. And mate, this is your first podcast, I hear?
I've never done a podcast before. It's kind of like shooting a video, isn't it? Really? I've
done a few. You're a natural. You're a natural.
Thanks.
Okay, catch you soon.
See ya. Bye.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.